Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. It's did you say early November the time change is happening?
Yeah, I can tell you exactly. I believe it's November 3rd.
So we get an extra hour in
November
the morning,
3rd,
right?
Is the time change. I can't wait.
I can wait, but
back to darkness at night.
And getting lighter a little. I mean, now it's like 7:30 before it starts to get light. I just feel like I hate doing half the show in the dark, you know? I always feel like we do the overnight shift or something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear that thing? Are you going to do anything about that? They just changed all the times on schools. Like, there's a new law that...
He signed a bunch of laws.
It's crazy.
A bunch of them. In fact, the article I was reading was about how he's the opposite of Jerry. First of all, this is the first time we've gone Democrat to Democrat in forever. And the difference between the two, they're saying, is stark because he signed a million things and Jerry Brown was like, you don't all need laws. He had like this opinion where you don't need to have... Right. Every human dilemma does not need a law.
Turns out it does.
Well, I mean, the guy had an opinion on it, and clearly he, you know, followed through with that. But
right,
yeah, Gavin signed I want to say like 100 things.
Jesus,
I've heard about probably a dozen of them. But
I know they can't. I'm sure the news didn't do all 100 of them.
Right.
Some of them were like, listen, you gotta put your toilet paper on with the, you know, comes over the top, not down into the bottom.
But
and Jerry Brown's like, we don't need a law for that. Kevin's like, I feel like we do, like it or not. It's got to come over the top, people.
What was the school one, Vinny? Is it 8:30 for elementary school?
No, 8:30 for high school and 8 o'clock for like middle school and elementary school.
Right.
They're going even later. And that's, you know, there have been studies for years saying that kids need to start school later.
Uh-huh.
God, man, I think my high school started at 7:05.
Did it really?
In the 7 o'clock hour for sure. I thought 7:05.
Huh.
But it was just so, I just remember being like, this sucks so hard. And that's, you know, kind of got me thinking because of the time change.
Forget about the kids. And for every kid, there's an adult attached to that person going, now what are we going to do?
Right.
Ah!
I got to be at work at 8.
So there's definitely a downside to any change.
Yep, there always is. All right, we'll have Eagles tickets at 7. The 8K a day is back on today. So starting at 9 o'clock every hour, there's a code word and your chance at $1,000. And on Friday, we are going to have your tickets to Lizzo's sold-out show at Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. How big? That's only like 3,000 seats, isn't it, Bill Graham? It's bigger than that?
Bill Graham's pretty big. When I was last there, it was for Temple of the Dog.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and
I wonder if it is bigger.
It's standing room. Like you,
see if you see if you can find
floor
the
with a lot of people.
Well, do they
it
do
just
a general
depends
admission?
What they, it right. just depends on how the
if
seating
they put
is.
Seats in or if
8,500 is
oh,
what
oh.
they
oh that's actually
seat.
Large.
You know, unless they put tables up or again depending.
Well,
on
it's
the
a
seating.
Concert. I'm sure they're gonna
unless there's some VIP stuff.
Yeah. So Friday morning, we will have some, and Jane will have them also at about 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And just because it bears mentioning, when is Halloween? 2 weeks from now? So not next week, but the week after?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
A little more.
A little over 2 weeks from now, we're going to be at the Winchester Mystery House. This is our live Halloween broadcast, Thursday, October 31st from 6 to 9. Come in costume for your chance to win prizes. We do a big costume contest every year. Breakfast
we're
is going to be...
We're going to do it a little differently this year.
Okay.
And I think... I got to talk to Michelle more about it, but I think what we're going to do, because the seating is a little bit different, how
yes.
we let people sit for a break and then usher them out, but they could come back around. I think we'll do some kind of prizing for each segment.
Oh! That's a good idea, because I was going to say, people who are there at 6 a.m. often
yeah.
have to go to work and can't
right.
be there at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
The Organic Coup is going to do some breakfast while it lasts. You want to get there early.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
I know. Isn't that exciting?
Again, while it lasts.
While it lasts, everybody. Organic Coup, thanks for helping us out. You know, it's the spookiest spot in San Jose, you guys.
It is.
I mean, come on.
So great.
You betcha.
Although, I just was reading a thing. Let me see if I can find it. Speaking of Halloween, I have a couple Halloween things here, so I'll just do all the Halloween stuff.
Did you get your Halloween stuff put out yet?
You know what? We pulled it all down from the attic, and but we're getting our gutters painted. And so we're not...
Oh, dear Lord.
I know, and I always hang all this stuff in the gutters, and then the guy's got it in the front. It's mostly in the front that needs it. It's pretty weather-beaten. And so we have to wait until after the 21st to put it up. I know, so I'm super bummed because now it's just sitting in my living room. I'm like looking at it, boxes of pumpkins and, you know, looking things.
Sure.
There you go. All right, that's good music. Keep that going. So the Joker made another $55 million. And that is another record for them. It's not just a one-week wonder. Not only was it the biggest October opening, it has the largest second weekend that a movie has ever had in October. Oh, my God. Oh. It's on fire. Oh, my God. I guess Gravity was the last one to have the biggest second week opening. And that was 2013. It made $43 million in its second weekend. It made $55 million. So it's made almost $200 million in 2 weeks. The Addams wow. Family and Gemini Man were the other number two and number three new movies. Something named Jexy was number nine. Downton Abbey, number five. It's made $82 million in 4 weeks.
Please, God. I'm surprised it's not at more by now.
I know. You know, it slowed way down. It did a pretty good first weekend, and it's been doing between like 5 and 10 million all the subsequent weeks. So all I care about is that it makes its nut and that they make more of them. Let's see. Most nudity in horror franchises. Do some scary stuff here. Mr. Skin put a whole thing. I guess the movie series to watch, which you've never even heard of, it's went straight to video every single time, is something called Witchcraft. They're saying there are 16 of these movies from 1988 to 2017, all straight to video, and it has the most TNA of any horror franchise. So they didn't count it, though, because they're like, there's not really nothing except the nudity to watch it for.
You know, I just had this flash. First of all, I used to live for nudity in films because there was no internet. And I was thinking, good thing I didn't have a son. The stories of what it was like to be a horned dog when I was a boy.
You kids, you got it easy now. You just go to YouTube. Or Red Tube or whatever it is.
I had to army man into my dad's closet and get out of there with the Playboys intact without getting caught.
Had to hide them in my room where my ma came.
Unbelievable.
Friday the 13th was number one.
Of the nudity?
Yeah, 12 movies, 39 nude scenes in the 12. I can't even think of one nude scene.
Nah, they're just shower things or...
Hellraiser was number two.
Sex
there
scenes.
Are 10 movies and 24 nude scenes. Wrong Turn? Never even heard of it. There's 7 movies, 17 nude scenes.
Wow.
I know. Halloween, there's one nude scene per movie, 13 movies. Nightmare on Elm Street, 9 movies, only 8 nude scenes. And according to Mr. Skin, he's some kind of like internet nudity expert. Horror has less nudity than any other film genre. Huh. Action movies, dramas, crime.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, dramas have the most nudity, almost 4 times more than horror. So Justin Bieber's selling his place.
Oh, God. This kid.
I know.
He's so in my life now.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it. I just started following him on Instagram because I had to see the house. I guess that he's had this house on the... They just bought this house not that long ago.
Him and his wife.
Him and his wife. Right. Well, they bought it before they were married, so like last year sometime. And they paid $8.5 million for it. I don't know what they paid for it. A lot of money because it's in Beverly Hills. And now they're trying to get rid of it. I don't know why. It's just not family friendly enough or something. So he's had it listed for a while, and nobody's interested. So he's like, F it. I'm just going to Instagram about it. He's like putting up, I'll sell it furnished. Make me an offer. Like all these pictures. And it's the funniest thing about
it. Well, he's you. If you had the kind of money he has, you're doing this. You'd do the same thing.
Oh, I would.
I'm bored with
up.
This house. I mean, getting rid of houses, buying new ones.
Oh, sure.
This one. I don't know.
Hope I can make some money out. I don't like to sell houses.
On a south wind, it smells like garbage here. Like, whatever. Whatever reason, I could see you just, this house.
Like, I can't have this house anymore.
Right.
So, he puts up all these pictures, and it's like, honest to God, you look at it, you're like, oh boy, a child lives there. Like, there are toys and skateboards and, like, pop art, and just, it's just so funny, because you're like, look at this big, huge, I mean, it's, you know, a 6,500 square foot house. I'm sure it's on a beautiful property. Mm-hmm. And it's just, as you go up the stairs, every stair, every little banister thing has a skateboard attached to it. I'm like, okay, well, those have got to come down. Most people don't live like that.
I can't believe a real estate agent hasn't said, we have to stage this, dude.
You want to, if you want $9 million for this house, all this crap needs to come out. He says, no, I'll include it.
No, thanks.
Everyone will just have to undo it themselves then.
Yeah, well, maybe that's when they ask for the discount. There's a huge I love you painting.
Yeah, I see it.
Like, oh my God.
There are like stuffed animals everywhere.
Everywhere. There's like little robots everywhere and stuffed animals and like, you know, little play sets. And yeah, I remind you, they do not have children. Not yet. They have two cats and a dog.
Right.
John Wayne Gacy, speaking of horror, he murdered 33 people, all in this one house. Ugh. And you can go buy this house now. Well, they took the house down. They raised it because he had buried all the victims there. So they took the house down so they could exhume all these bodies. Ugh. I know. So the house, 29 bodies were found there in 1978. They bulldozed it a year later. 7 years later, a new house was built on the lot. It's a fairly modest home. It's in Chicago area, so if they want $500,000 for it, 2,500 square feet or squeet, and the lot is about 9,000 square feet. It's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, you know, just a regular little house in the Chicago burbs. They call it a beautiful brick home with an updated kitchen overlooking a huge backyard. They're calling it a must-see, no mention of its connection to one of America's most prolific serial killers. The murders don't have to be disclosed. However...
Oh, I thought they did.
It's not the same house.
It's not the same house. And it's in Illinois, I think. And there are like... if somebody just died there or died within 3 years, a lot of times that's... I don't know what the rules are in Illinois. There are rules, though. If somebody died in the house within however long, sometimes you have to disclose that. But if a buyer asks, hey, isn't this where John Wayne Gacy killed all those people? Then apparently they have to be honest about it. He buried 29 of his 33 victims in the trenches underneath and around his home. Once he couldn't hold any more there, he started just dumping them off bridges. The lot, I guess, because they took the house down in 1979, and people used to go there and just gawk. And then this lady was like, I'll buy the lot. So she paid $30,000 for it. She built her parents a house and they lived there, and now they're getting rid of it. I don't believe in ghosts. I'm like, you know what? I'm not buying the Amityville house. It's just not happening. Like,
yeah.
29 people were, 33 people were murdered there and 29 of them were rotten in the ground. No thanks.
Yeah, but her parents spent their golden years
you have
in a home.
They might have been horribly
haunted.
They
loved
haunted.
It. They've had a great time. You should see how many meals they can get from one chicken.
Oh, my God. That they can get three from there. Frugal.
Every time
they turn around, all the covered doors are open. Their lamps are upside down. Oh, what's the big deal? Just turn that back over. Linen closet's been raided.
Pass the Afghan. Mama's family's on.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Now we're talking.
Oh,
God, Jesus.
Yeah, well, anyway, John Wayne Gacy. No thanks.
I know.
With his name attached to it, I'm a hard no. And sorry, back to Bieber really quick. By the way, his Instagram.
What?
It's just hilarious. It's just all goofy-ass pictures. He's been a Corona fan for a long time, you know, since he could legally drink.
Corona the beer.
The beer. He says on his Instagram story on Saturday night, worst news ever, I'm officially allergic to gluten. So now he has to drink this other beer. He says, no more Coronas unless they make gluten-free beer like this. Sad day. It's, I don't know. I'm sure there are other gluten-free beers. This one is Omission Brewing. I'm sure it's an ad for them. This is the pale ale that he's drinking now. And look at him. He's so sorry. He's so bummed out about it. He's He's leaning up against his, I don't know, is this a Ferrari? I don't even know what kind of car this is. But he's looking all, he's all sad and ponderous. Oh, I'm allergic to gluten. Oh, I'm so sad.
Kind of car is old. Did Haley tell him?
That car is so killer.
I know. But he's there, like basically in his underpants, you know, and some clothes thrown over it.
Can you imagine? And he's sitting on it with his bare hand touching the paint job. Most people would be having a. Dude, that car's. What are those cars cost?
$250,000. I have no idea. That's what it looks like to me. It looks like a $250,000 car.
Get off the paint job, yeah. You loser.
It's my paint job. And here's their official wedding photo.
And he got all this money singing songs like Baby, Baby, Baby.
Baby, Baby, Baby.
How many times did you hear that this weekend, Vin?
Baby,
250.
Baby, no.
Oh, 300.
Is that the only one she's playing?
And then when I sing it to her, she's like, no, you got the words wrong. I'm, boy, I just can't win.
Mm. Well, you got to start listening to Bieber so you can be a cool dad.
You said you'd always be mine. That's the part that I got wrong.
Oh,
that's not what he says.
Dad, come on. All right, I'm going to squeeze one more in. You want A-Rod, Elton John, or Miley Cyrus?
Elton John.
All right. Elton John, in his new biography, says Michael Jackson was mentally ill. Well, groundbreaking. Especially when he got older. He says, I'd known Michael since he was 13 or 14. He was just the most adorable kid you could imagine. But at some point in the intervening years, he started sequestering himself away from the world and away from reality, the way Elvis Presley did. God knows what was going on in his head, and God knows what prescription drugs he was being pumped full of. But every time I saw him in his later years, I came away thinking the poor guy had totally lost his marbles. Well, I don't mean that in the lighthearted way. He was genuinely mentally ill. A disturbing person to be around. He said Michael came to a party at his house one time,
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't find him. He's like, well, where the hell's Michael? He's looking around for him. He's playing with the housekeeper's son.
Mm.
Little boy. Found himself a little boy to play with. I know. For whatever reason, he couldn't seem to cope with adult company at all. Ugh. It's disturbing, huh?
Yeah. That book's out today, too.
Oh, today's Tuesday. All the new stuff comes out today.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you finish that Stephen King book?
No.
And what do you think?
I like it so far.
Yeah. What's it called?
The Institution.
Oh. Is it related to any of his other books?
Not so far.
Total standalone. But you like it. I gotta read that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're a Stephen King guy, so you're gonna read it no matter what.
Eventually, right?
No one can stop you from, you know, how that is. Stephen King's great.
He is. He's the best. I saw a trailer for that new Dr. Sleep. You know, Ewan McGregor is playing grown-up Danny. I can't think of the kid's name.
This is the follow-up to The Shining.
Shining. So that little boy in The Shining grows up, and he's this tortured adult.
Right.
And so Stephen King had written a book called Dr. Sleep, but I saw the first trailer for it, and it looks great. And it's a good book, but he meets the little girl that he's...
Christina's reading... The Outsider.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she starts talking to me about it, and she says, and she says the character's name, who's a carryover from the trilogy with Bill. What's the girl's name?
Hodges. Holly.
Holly. She says her name, and I'm like, oh, right. And she goes, oh, she's in other books? And I'm like,
she's the star
you
of three other
read
books.
The other books?
Yeah, she needs to start at the beginning.
Oh.
Just start reading all the Stephen King. Anyway, we got on this because some book's out today. Oh, the Elton John memoir.
Elton John, right.
What's coming from the news, Vin?
Where not to put toothpaste.
Oh.
After these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Every Monday, there's a new Johnny Mosley podcast. He's going to be on the show Friday of this week.
Right.
Talking about this Skeetoberfest thing that he's doing at his bar in Corte Madera, Mosley's Sports and Spirits. It's a bunch of workshops for getting back into shape for ski season. Everything is totally free. And then on Saturday night, there's this like bingo revival thing with this crazy bingo host guy.
Oh, good.
You're into that, right?
I'm going. I'm totally going to that.
And, all
right. Yeah, I was like, get me a table. Book me a table. We're going to ride our bikes over. Ride up over the hill.
I'll say goodbye to those bikes, but all right.
Stop it. Why would I say goodbye to the bikes?
You have locks?
Of course.
All right.
You think I'm crazy?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Turns out. Anyway, let's do the news.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years, and the October sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. So the place to begin is with the 4.5 quake that hit Pleasant Hill last night, 10:33 to be exact.
Oh.
They say it was felt sharply throughout central Contra Costa County. And was felt as far as Chico to the north and Lake Tahoe to the east and Fresno to the south.
Wow. I mean, it woke me up. I was, thought I was dreaming.
What's happening?
I say there was a little, starter quake about 10 minutes earlier of a 2.5 in the same location, but 4.5. So that's sizable.
Sure. Especially if you're right there in Pleasant Hill or the surrounding area.
So
I wonder if, doesn't, Alex live in Concord?
I believe he does.
Yeah, he must have felt it.
I thought he was just there.
Yeah, he was, but, you know, he's got some tasks I've set him on this morning.
Okay. Oh. Well, millennials catch a bunch of crap. They seem to be the punching bag in the news fairly regularly, except Gen X is about to get theirs.
That's us.
You and me.
Yeah. What about it?
Millennials may bear the brunt of bad press, but Gen Xers are arguably worse off financially.
Really?
They say looking at Gen Xers, exactly half of them don't have a retirement savings account.
Really?
Half of them.
Oh my God. How old are Gen Xers right now?
39 to 54.
Oh, well, and what am I going to be? 53 this year. So I'm an old Gen Xer.
You're at the top of the curve, but...
I'm practically a baby boomer.
Silent generation and early baby boomers have relied on a combination of pension benefits and Social Security to make up their retirement income. Gen X has largely had to assume the responsibility of building up their own nest egg, and they just haven't done it. And many are saying, I don't earn enough money to save for retirement. I'm living check to check.
Can be very difficult. It's great when you have an employer who gives you a 401k or, you know, your dad was like, put money in an IRA.
Well,
I started saving from a pretty early age. I'm lucky that I did, too. I didn't realize it was going to matter this much.
Whether it's out of fear of change or just a decision simply that I will not leave my family and where they live, but I've been fairly transient. I've chased the money, so to speak. And I don't think people are, they don't have that mindset where they're like, it's too expensive to live here. I don't get paid enough. I'm going to look elsewhere.
Yep.
They don't think that.
How many people have you met from this area who are like, yeah, I'd never leave here. I'm like, but you might have to.
Well, a lot.
If you want to establish yourself.
And that's, you can look at some of the people who live on the street. The homeless people are like, I lost my job. One of the big stories you hear is our medical bills killed me. Mm-hmm. We lost our home and now we live on the streets. They won't leave, though.
No. Nope.
You'd think that you'd go, all right, I'm going to go find a place that has...
Go find some place I can sustain myself in.
Right. Just doesn't occur. But anyway, Gen Xers, big trouble
ahead. I'm sorry to hear that. And pensions are just a thing of the past. I mean, there's, you know, it used to be you put in your 25 years someplace and there was some kind of payout for you at the end, and those things are just gone. For the most part, I should say. Union jobs often still have them.
Yeah. No, we have one with our union.
It's not going to float us, though. You know,
it's going to help a whole lot,
listen,
though.
Listen, everything is going to help when you are later in life on a fixed income. It's going to help.
Well, I think what a lot of the people who've sort of worked their lives and live here, what we've seen is they take the money and split.
Yeah.
And you hear it, Idaho... Oregon.
I really am hoping to not. This is where my kids grew up, and this is, you know, I have friends here that I care deeply about. And, you know, if there's ever been a place I put down roots, it's here. This is where I live. I don't want to move when I'm done.
Start over somewhere else.
I know. No, I don't want to have any friends there. Back to New England and what? And then have a heart attack in my front yard shoveling my walk? No, thanks. Stay in California where the living's easy.
Well, it's weird.
The paying's hard, but the living is easy.
I always find it interesting. People from Boston, Chicago, certain areas, they carry that back home thing with them wherever they go. Oh, back home.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they haven't been back home to even visit in 25 years, but they're still like, Chicago.
Yeah,
all right, I get it.
Your hometown.
But really, your hometown is where you live. And if you've spent, what are you at now, 24 years here?
I think it'll be 23 in February.
Where have you lived longer?
Nowhere.
Right.
I lived in Massachusetts longer. I lived there until I was 28 or, no. Oh my God.
You left for Florida.
I left for Florida at 25. So I have lived there slightly longer.
Okay.
Like next year,
you're a minute from overtaking the place where you were, where you dropped out of your mom.
Right.
Which you had no choice in.
I didn't. You know, I still have a ton of family there. There would be, and friends too. So I could go back there, but that just, it just seems so hard. Winter is so hard. Ugh.
Right. You're right. Mm. I wouldn't.
Well, I'll get an RV. I'll live there. It's nice.
This is interesting. The DMV in Rhode Island, of all places.
Oh, Rhode Island?
Has an idea that's probably going to spread throughout the country.
Oh. The DMV came up with an idea?
The Rhode Island DMV has pitched a plan to the governor in its latest budget request where they charge a $15 fee for anyone who walks in the door.
Oh. What?
They want to add the fee for anyone who shows up to do something they could have done in the mail or online, like license or registration renewal. They say that you come walking in, you're filling up the location.
But that's what they have a location for.
Right.
So now I'm going to get charged for going to the place because I wanted to talk to someone face to face?
Yeah, all this BS where you need a little guidance and you're going to ding me for it. Because I want to get this right, because this is important, because I drive and I need my license.
And we all need those new IDs.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
They want to add that fee to anyone who shows up to do something they could have done in the mail. They wouldn't charge people for service that actually do require showing up in person, but they're saying we could get about $1 million of new revenue a year by charging people who show up here.
Why those rats?
How do you like that? It hasn't been approved yet.
Horrible.
But in what world will that not be approved?
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, really? $1 million free and less lines or something? I don't know. Maybe it will encourage people to do stuff online.
Yeah, but the online doesn't always work.
Agreed.
That's why we go in person.
Right. Or, right,
or something... perhaps we need the paperwork soon.
Sure. Those bastards.
Yeah.
Boy, they really... don't care about their PR at all, do they?
They figured it
not
out.
Not at all.
They do
a
not
new
care.
Revenue stream.
Listen, there's 16 people back there. I see all of them. Why is there one person at a counter? Why? You're telling me I got to wait through a whole other line? I waited through the wrong line? Oh.
There's lots of at-home remedies for things that you hear about from time to time. I remember a lady who came through here once and said, oh, yeah, you know, you guys wake up really early and your eyes are all puffy all the time. Put Preparation H on your eyes.
I've done it.
And it'll get rid of the puffiness.
It works.
You like it?
Well, if I cried the night before and I wake up with those puffy eyes,
you do it.
Put a big smear under my eyes. Wipe
it
off.
Does it sting your eyes?
No.
Just the vapors?
I don't get it.
No, not in it, but the vapors.
No, no,
it doesn't
it's
sting.
Fine.
I've never done it.
There's a new
Preparation
myth
H.
floating around. Maybe you've tried this one. It's toothpaste down under.
What?
You heard me.
Down under where?
Down under.
Why would like I, it would sting.
Why would I do that?
In Australia.
Where are we putting it exactly?
In Australia.
In Australia?
Apparently the myth that's floating around online is if you put toothpaste down under, things will regain their youthful strength. It's not true, and it's also very dangerous. So I'm here to report in advance
foreign.
Of you trying that.
Don't do it.
That you're going to hurt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It would not only be uncomfortable, but can cause serious damage and can lead to infections. So don't put toothpaste down under.
Murky waters.
Right. Try a Kegel or two, you know?
Sure. Or don't even care about it. That's where I'm at.
That's where you're at?
Sure.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Who cares?
When's the last time you did a Kegel?
I don't do those.
Probably last time we talked about it here. I don't think to do them.
You don't think to do them until someone mentions it.
Yeah, then
I'm doing them right now. But
then you snap one off
about
and go, eh.
Yeah, there you go. There's that at the exercise for today.
There goes my heavy lifting.
Just broke a sweat. Well, where's my couch?
All right. Well, just don't use toothpaste, okay?
All right.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like an easy out. Flatter Kegel, so go toothpaste.
A new study asked millennials what type of cuisine looks best on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Italian won. Just so you know, if you're looking for more likes,
put Italian stuff up there.
Go to an Italian restaurant, take a picture of that, and the people are going to love you long time. How about a fast fact?
I love fast fact, Vinny.
It's a slow fact.
Alex. Oh, he's here.
Pretty weak applause. I don't know if that.
I couldn't applaud.
No, you can't applaud that.
You didn't
true.
Want to fill
turned,
that out.
I would have just turned you off. You can't.
The longest year in history.
What?
The longest year in history was 46 BC, which was 445 days long.
Why did they do
it? It was when Julius Caesar transitioned from the Roman calendar to the 365-day calendar.
Oh.
And the year was 445 days long.
Wow. They did it to like catch up with it or figure it out?
I don't have any. I can't answer that at all.
Isn't July named after him?
Oh. I don't know.
Is it? And Augustus was August.
August, yeah.
June Cleaver was June.
Barbie has had more than 200 different jobs, including astronaut, doctor, rapper, and Canadian Mountie.
Rapper?
Yeah.
And Canadian Mountie.
Uh-huh.
Well, did she come with a horse? I mean, no, she would have had to.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe a Mountie without a horse.
Did you have a Barbie?
Standee. I had a zillion Barbies.
A zillion of them?
Sure. Well, my big thing, though, was Dawn dolls. They were like, I don't know, like three quarters of size.
Dawn?
Dawn dolls. Dawn.
Like D-A-W-N, D-A-W-N. Dawn.
Dawn dolls, yeah. Dawn. Dawn dolls.
Dawn.
Dawn. Yeah. Barbies were more expensive.
Yeah.
I didn't have as many of those.
Oh, so you went for the Dawn.
Well, my mom went for the Dawn dolls. They were almost as good as Barbies. Not as good as Barbies, almost as good, though. Here you go, honey. Here's your Dawn doll.
The one.
The knockoff.
Yeah.
Did you have
my Dawn dolls?
No, I couldn't. We
Wasn't
couldn't
your
afford
deal.
Them. No, I mean, I would go. I didn't ask my dad for any because, you know, he didn't have any money. But I would go to my girlfriend's house across the street because she had three sisters.
Mm.
So we would, in a big closet. So we'd go in her closet and play on the floor. And,
play Barbies.
Comb the hair and play Barbies and dress up and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Canadian Mountie Barbie and I don't see a horse.
Oh. Is she bow-legged?
No.
Unless it's...
bow-legged?
She's a Mountie.
Unless it's sold separately.
Yeah, the horse has to. I mean, they sold all the good stuff separately.
Eric B. and Rakim filed a lawsuit against Island Def... You know who Eric B. and Rakim are?
Uh-uh.
No.
You don't?
Who are Eric B. and Rakim?
It's a rapper.
Oh, Rakim, maybe?
Rakim.
Rakim?
Rakim.
Eric B. and Rakim. Who are they?
Like, they filed a lawsuit against Island Def Jam over their album Paid in Full because they weren't paid in full. You don't know Eric B. and Rakim.
I don't know them
never
either.
Never heard that. Oh, Vaughn knows. Vaughn's going to be like, what are you, stupid?
Yeah.
He's like this. He has this face on.
How do you not know them?
How do you not
Maybe,
know
would
them?
Would we recognize a song of
yes,
theirs?
Yeah, would we you recognize would. A song? Hold right, on, I'm going to find
yeah,
one
find
for
it.
You.
Well,
perhaps it could be censored.
Yeah, what's the name of the song that doesn't have all the swears in it, Vaughn? Is there any way to get Vaughn into a mic?
He said Pain in Full.
Paid in Full is the album we were just talking about.
Brian.
I want to know here. What's on your mind. What's on your mind is the huge hit.
What's
that
on
they
your
had.
Mind?
Is what's on
one?
Your mind?
I don't know. Paid in Full is the one that like almost everyone knows.
I don't think I know it.
I know. Thinking of a master plan. And ain't nothing but sweat and tied in my hands. While I walked down the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, because man, do I miss a pen and the paper, a stereo, a tape, me and
your. No, I don't know that one.
No?
I mean, your rendition's amazing, but I do not know. I don't know.
Hold
that
on,
song.
Let me see if I can do this.
Amazing song.
This was. You never heard this? You know this one, right?
No, I never heard that.
You never heard that?
The beat sounds familiar.
You probably played this.
Probably did in Fresno.
Oh my God, he sounds like Vaughn.
Vaughn sounds better.
I can't.
Oh. Turn that off.
Yeah. I'm afraid he's going to say something that we will regret.
I mean, we just got here an hour ago. Let's not.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, come on.
So, did they win?
It doesn't say. I'm sure they did. I mean,
they're suing.
Johnny Depp got divorced from his first wife, Lori Ann Allison, in 1985, which was 1 year before his second wife, Amber Heard, was born.
Oh, boy.
I don't like those. I'm never going to do one like that again.
I like those.
That's so awful.
It doesn't matter.
Because it puts in your world, like.
So what? We were all born different times.
I know, but that lady was crawling around when he was married to some other broad, and then
the heart wants what
he ends up in love with her, and that
ended disastrously. She's so beautiful.
She is. You're right. Mm. She's terrible though. Aquaman. Oof. Yeesh. Oh my God. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Hey, listen. I don't say this enough. First of all, we want you to text us.
Yes.
800-400-3697. Also, we appreciate your texts.
Oh, my God.
There are stories that you tell us sometimes that we would never know. And when we hear them, it's super cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To know, like, your kid likes to get in the car and hear, you know, whatever thing you send. We're like,
yeah, I like that.
That's really cool to hear. So please send us your text.
Do you have something like that right here?
No. Oh. Institute, Vinny, not institution. That's the new book by Stephen King.
Sorry, I'm sure I would have been able to find it even if I
agree
typed in
that you probably would have, but
I type in new Stephen King.
Sarah and Vin, I want to start reading Stephen King. Recommendations on where to start?
To me, he's the ultimate writer because you can follow his whole arc. I say start with like Salem's Lot.
Start at the early, beginning. And then maybe read a blurb on each one of the things you're looking at and decide which one you want to try.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
You really can't. He's a great writer. I think a lot of people think he's just, you know, I think because he's so prolific maybe and has sold so many that people
and
just want to discount him.
And because he's still here. Watch. When that guy passes, everyone's, that guy.
The Shining is the scariest book I've ever read in my life. The Shining is excellent. But
I thought Pet Sematary was pretty darn scary.
Oh, that's very scary.
Anyway.
God, there's so many. And even his collections of short stories, those are great too.
Four Past Midnight, is that one of them?
That's one of them. Skeleton Crew, I think, is one. But he has actually probably four or five collections of short stories. They're so good.
My boyfriend played the Breakfast Burrito song for his kids after hearing Isla Loved It. His kids instantly loved it. It's like crack. Yeah. I don't get it.
Because it's awesome. Breakfast burrito, yum, yum. Breakfast burrito, yum, yum. Or something like that. It's great.
It will, though. A crying kid at the dinner table, you yell to your little thingy to play this.
Mm-hmm.
Turns it right. All of a sudden, with
Turn
tears
that frown
still
upside
streaming,
down.
The head starts bopping.
Okay, crank it up. Here it comes.
There you go. Did Get the Lead Out do this one?
They didn't. They should have, because it's so good. They broke into an Aerosmith song, but then they didn't play it. I was kind of disappointed.
Oh, they teased you.
Yeah. And then they went into another good...
Did you get on stage with them and do a song or no?
No. I was sitting 16 rows back.
Would you have?
No.
What?
No, don't be silly.
All right.
What, do you think I got to get on every stage I'm near?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think it didn't cross my mind.
Right, that's what I mean.
Didn't go down there. Hey, can I do one, you guys?
Use that. I'm at Get the Lead Out. Can you make some calls and have them pull me onto the stage?
Yeah, just tell them yell my name. I'll be like, what, me?
No.
Oh, no. Don't be so okay.
No.
All just right. One. Here I go. How many? Five?
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.